So a possible contest there between the House and the Senate over Medicare. A showdown is definitely expected between the two chambers over child tax credits, now that both have approved plans restoring eligibility for increased credits to low-income families. Those families were excluded by Republicans in a last-minute change to last month's $350 billion tax cut, prompting an outcry. But the costly fix for the problem approved last night by the House is sharply at odds with the Senate's version. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
For House Republican leaders, their child tax credit bill was a show of defiance. They defied the White House, which had earlier this week urged the House to simply pass the bill approved last week by the Senate. And they defied the Senate, which last month forced House leaders to settle for a tax cut package less than half the size that they'd approved. The child tax credit fix passed by the House contains tax cuts eight times larger than what the Senate approved, and none of those cuts is paid for with offsets. Following last night's near party-line vote, House Democrat Lloyd Doggett of Texas predicted no compromise would be reached at a House-Senate conference committee that's to reconcile the bills.
Our Republican colleagues have sentenced this child tax credit to death. Death by conference committee. Many of you will remember the death by conference committee was the appropriate execution method used to kill the patient's Bill of Rights.
Should the child tax credit fix suffer that same fate, House Republicans would still have political cover for having voted for it. Some of them who approved the bill, though, openly expressed disdain for it, such as Alabama's Spencer Backus.
When we take money away from some American taxpayers and we give it to someone else, that's not a tax credit. That's not a refund. That's welfare.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today President Bush wants the House and Senate to resolve their differences quickly. He pointedly added that the president wants low-income families to get refund checks soon, and he wants military families to get those credits too. Both those goals are provided for in the Senate bill, whereas they're absent in the House bill. Some key senators said today it's up to the White House to ensure the child tax credit fix does not die in a conference committee. Getting that fix done quickly could limit political fallout for President Bush in his reelection bid, especially since Vice President Cheney was involved in the negotiations that excluded the low-income families. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.